the first thing is, I'm going to, because Keller asked about it, and so did Bruce, on the speech that I give, I'm working on working in an explanation of subdivisions on that. I'm going to change some other things. I did council on Tuesday, and Everett's got some different language on what council does as far as, you know, I'm going to add in there. He has something line about, you know, quantity does not exceed quality of testimony. You know, just because somebody says something 10 times doesn't mean it makes it more important than just somebody saying it once. Anyhow, so I'm going to kind of revise those, but I'm going to add the language about the subdivision. But the reason this was on here to bring to your attention is the state legislature has passed an act that's waiting to be signed by the governor that changes FOIA. And it basically, what it says is, any meeting that's open to the public, which this one is, must include time for public comment unless the meeting is of a public body within the General Assembly, which this is not. So we can, and it also says we can impose reasonable time, place, and manner restrictions on the length of the public comment period and the amount of time allotted for each public comment. So that's not been signed by the governor yet, but it's going to probably be here soon. And that means that we'll have to do public comment. We'll probably do like what council does. They allow public comment not to exceed 3 minutes, and we've got the timer set up to do that. You know, so it would just be an agenda item at the beginning of the meeting. I've talked to some people that were involved in the decision of whether it was at the beginning or the end of council, and you know, there's no one that's better than the other, but you sort of make people sit through the end of the meeting to have public comment they want to, and then you also give people the opportunity to sort of have, and another thing, you know, they want to come up and add to what maybe they already said or thought they should have said during a public hearing. The issue with it, and Bob and I have talked about it, is we're going to have to be on our toes just to make sure that nobody's talking about something where the record's closed or, you know, outside of the public hearing. You know, people, we're going to come up with a little, you know, 3 or 4 sentence introduction on that so that people know that it's limited. That the issue with it is, and this is my own editorial, is that I think it's well intentioned, you know, and certainly it's appropriate at council and other public bodies, but like with us, you know, we've got limited sort of jurisdiction. You know, I mean, you can't come to us and start talking about sewers, for instance. You know, we don't have anything to do with that. I don't know, you know, and we've talked about the same thing with the Board of Adjustment. That, you know, as Bruce knows, that's quasi-judicial and really limited on what they can hear. I mean, it's well-intentioned. I don't know how well it works.
That's probably going to be the biggest problem.
Yeah.
Because people are going to talk about something that we have nothing.
Yeah. You know, or, you know, people are going to be frustrated because I'm going to have to say, you know, I'm sorry, Mr. So-and-so, but the record's closed on that. You know, we can't take any more testimony. We're going to have people that are frustrated with it. So, anyways, just a heads up on it. That's coming soon. We're going to change the rules of procedure. You're going to see it at some point on an agenda.
So basically, like now, we're all ready to pack up and go. There's 10 people sitting out there. They each get 3 minutes.
Yeah, well, and I think we'll do it at the beginning, you know.
Do it at the beginning, I guess.
We can always change it, make it at the end if we want.
Okay, well,
I mean, after we see how it works.
I see why council, I see what they're saying about doing it at the beginning, and you know, I'm okay, I guess, with that.
Man, I don't know.
If you make them sit here and wait till the end, then they're really going to want it. Otherwise, they might come in here just to whip on us.
And that's the other. That's the other side of it.
Have nothing to do with it.
Make them earn it.
You know,
Keller.
If you want to have a free shot at us, which is sort of what it is. We don't know what they're going to say.
Right.
We don't know what, you know.
Now I will say, and in the council, because the council has this, and it's in their rules of procedure, and it does say that, you know, it has to be relevant to what council can do. Of course, we'd say the same thing about the commission. It also says that you have to speak to the body as a whole. You know, you can't call out any individuals, whether they're you all individually, staff individually, or anything like that. You know, it's got to be sort of general in nature. We'll copy that. We're going to have to adopt the rules to do that. We'll probably not put it on an agenda until we put the revised rules on an agenda for you all to adopt. But anyhow, just a heads up, it's coming. So.
All right. Well, you know, something like making the meeting a half hour longer.
Yeah. So. I will say, for the most part, well, with the 3 minutes, you know, because that's what this clock does in the back at council. If you know that it counts down, and there's those three lights on the podium, and we can stop them after 3 minutes. It's, I would say for the most part, particularly now that Mr. Kramer is no longer with us, God rest his soul, public comment period is, a lot of times there's not any, even on the phone, and that's the other thing, we'll have to open up to the phone too.
Yeah, you know. Rigger's still around.
It'd be nice if we could do that with anybody, council. Testimony.
I watch council every week.
Yeah.
We should do that.
What's that?
It'd be nice if we could limit, do that for the people that are speaking on any case.
Yeah, the issue with that is though, is you get into a bit of a due process, you gotta put limits on everybody, that means the applicants too, you know what I mean? That's the issue, you know, and you just, it's not so easy to just tell, well, if you only.
But I'd be okay with that too, just saying.
Yeah, but you gotta think about it.
So moved.
Nobody seconded. What's that?
Same amount of time or just a set time?
I think you could give set times, but you, they have to be compared, you know?
Yeah, it has to be, there has to be some element of fairness to it, you know, has to, so. All right, anything else?
And that really only happens on, I mean, like, we had multiple ones with lots of opposition, but the big ones, we can start whittling it down, somebody's already said such and such.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, I could do, I certainly could do a better job of that. I mean,
I don't know. I mean, I
hate to not let people.
I think I would rather err. I on all these, even me saying people make me wait on. I'd rather. I think it's our duty to which you do a great job of, is err on the side of patiently, because people are passionate about this stuff.
Yeah.
And I think you do. No, I think you do a good job. I'll back you up 100%. If you have to sit here for an extra hour, it's fine.
I just feel like if somebody cares enough to come to this meeting and sit there and wait their turn, if they want to talk, they ought to be able to get up and say what they need to say. Now, you know, it is true, after you've heard traffic 15 times, you know, you just need to not tell them they can't talk, but just say, you know, we've already heard about traffic, so.
And maybe the pre-ramble that Vince is going to put in the place is going to give you a tool to say, hey, we heard right at the beginning of the meeting, that's not in our wheelhouse.
Yeah. I think that's going to be a big help for you to help people to, not that you're cutting it off, but just help people say, hey, remember, like Bruce says, you know, the council just explained this earlier, you know, you feel your pain, but it's not in our wheelhouse.
Yes, sir. I see a finger.
One final update, if I could. If the discussion is complete, just the county's new electronic document management system is nearing the point where it can probably be revealed and uploaded to our website in September. On just the commission's calendar, we'll probably find a meeting some point in late August where we will see if the commission have the ability to come in an hour early, and then so we can.
Provide
some tutorial and some training. Just it just operates in a web browser, but assuming everything goes smoothly, that will be in August, and we'll reach out and find a date for you. So.
Great. I have one question for an update. The signs, are they in process
the
now?
Notice signs?
Yes. So they are actually being used going forward. Any new major subdivisions going forward, you'll see the larger signs. Right. RPCs, you'll see them.
And you're going to personally call everybody that lives within 5 miles of the application.
We looked at that gentleman, that property. It was sent to a Dover address. He said he was from Wilmington, so it was one of his other partners.
Yeah. Okay. Somebody got it.
They got it.
Anything else?
Thank you.
No, sir.
Stand adjourned. Peace and harmony prevail. And boy, I'll tell you one thing.